Well, good morning. Welcome to Asbury United Methodist Church. It is a joy to be in worship with all of you, whether you're with us here in the sanctuary or joining us online. We thank you for being with us, and we hope this time of worship is a blessing to you. It is great to see all of you, to gather. All the confirmands, if you were here last week for Confirmation Sunday, they finally received their name tags this morning, which turns out to be a huge thing. And I told them, I said, make sure you wear them all the time, but I want to invite all of you to wear your name tags for a little while, because I haven't seen some of you in 15 months. And so let's put our name tags on and we can get reacquainted. But we thank you for being with us today. We hope this service is a blessing to you. Please stand as we begin our time of worship, and let's do the call to worship together, which is found in your bulletin. God declares, I will pour out my spirit upon all the flesh.
Your sons and daughters shall prophesy.
The young shall see visions.
The elders shall dream dreams.
Both men and women shall prophesy.
And everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Let us join our voices together for our first hymn this morning, Marching to Zion. It's found on page 733 of your hymnal. We'll sing verses 1, 2, and 4. Please be seated. At this time, I would like to invite the children to come up for a children's message with Miss Nicole.
Hello. All right, we're going to sit right here. How is everybody today? All right, can y'all come sit kind of right in front of me? Can we kind of redo it a little so I can, good. I just want you to be able to see what I have. Okay, can you sit down? You want to sit right, you want to sit by me or on the floor? Good. Okay, well, what do I have, guys? What is this?
A happy birthday bag.
Hello. So.
You have,
I might. Okay, well, let's see what's inside my birthday bag, okay? What is this? And what's it say on it? Happy birthday, okay. What about these?
Birthday plates.
What do we put on this?
Cake.
Birthday cake. Y'all are so smart. What about these? Candles. Where do we put candles? On the cake. And I have one more thing. What's this? A birthday hat. Okay, we're going to have Emma wear it for us. Awesome. Okay. Well, why do you think I have all these things? For a birthday? Whose birthday is it? Is it my birthday?
No.
No? Is it one of y'all's birthday?
No.
No?
I know.
Well, guess what? It's actually kind of like all of our birthdays today. Do you want to know why? Because today is known as the church's birthday. Not Asbury, not just our building, but the whole church. And the church is made up of a bunch of people who love Jesus and like to talk about him. So it's a big deal. And since we're a part of that, we get to celebrate today. Isn't that awesome? Yeah. Okay, so today on the church's birthday, it's called Pentecost. Can you say that?
Pentecost.
Okay. We're going to have to do a little bit better than that. We're going to do a little louder because guess what? There might be some people in here and they might not know what that means. And we need to tell them. We need to tell them what the word is. Okay, so can we say it loud? Ready? One, two, three.
Pentecost!
Did y'all hear them? Okay, great. Okay, good. Whew. So on Pentecost, a long time ago, God sent the Holy Spirit. And when he sent the Holy Spirit, it sounded like a loud wind. What does wind sound like? Ooh, good. When do we hear wind? When do you hear it?
On a beach.
Maybe on a beach.
Maybe in the woods.
In the woods. Maybe during a storm, do you hear it?
Yeah, thunderstorm.
Thunderstorm. Tornadoes. So when the wind comes, when the wind came, it filled all the people there with the Holy Spirit, and it made them want to talk about Jesus. It made them want to tell other people about Jesus. Who can we talk to Jesus about? Who can you talk to Jesus about? You tell me.
Other people.
Other people? Who? Give me an example. Your cats? Yeah.
Your
dogs, your families. What about your teacher, friends? Everybody. We can talk to everybody about Jesus. Yeah, and mom and dad. So I have one more thing that I didn't put in my bag, but sometimes at parties we have party favors, right? Well, I have a party favor for all of you, and they're little bottles of bubbles. Do y'all like bubbles?
Yeah.
So today, when you're playing with your bubbles, here, sit down for me. When you're playing with your bubbles, I want you to, yeah, she's here. Gigi's here. Can we wave at her? Well, when you're playing with your bubbles today and you see them floating in the wind, I want you to remember that you're filled with the Holy Spirit and that today's Pentecost, okay? All right, I'm going to give them to you in just a second, but I want us to pray together. So let's bow our heads. All right, Lord, thank you for filling us with the Holy Spirit, and thank you for giving us another beautiful day to celebrate you. We love you. Amen.
All right. We never outgrow bubbles. I promise you that. Please stand as you are able for our prayer for illumination, which is found in our bulletin. Let's join our words together in this prayer. Holy Spirit, come again. As long ago you inspired, astonished, and confused people, come to us now to fill our ears with the brilliant sound, with the sound of your breath. Fill our eyes with the brilliance of your presence in each other. Fill our hearts with your good word. Amen. Please be seated. Our first scripture reading this morning is from the prophet Ezekiel. Chapter 37, I'll be reading verses 1 through 14. Hear now the word of God. The Lord took hold of me, and I was carried away by the Spirit of the Lord to a valley filled with bones. He led me all around among the bones that covered the valley floor. They were scattered everywhere across the ground and were completely dried out. Then he asked me, "Son of man, can these bones become living people again?" "O sovereign Lord," I replied, "you alone know the answer to that." Then he said to me, "Speak a prophetic message to these bones and say, 'Dry bones, listen to the word of the Lord. This is what the sovereign Lord says. Look, I am going to put breath into you and make you live again. I will put flesh and muscles on you and cover you with skin. I will put breath into you and you will come to life. Then you will know that I am the Lord." So I spoke this message just as he told me. Suddenly, as I spoke, there was a rattling noise all across the valley. The bones of each body came together and attached themselves as complete skeletons. Then he said to me, speak a prophetic message to the winds, son of man. Speak a prophetic message and say, this is what the sovereign Lord says. Come, O breath from the four winds. Breathe into these dead bodies so they may live again. So I spoke the message as he commanded me, and breath came into their bodies. They all came to life and stood up on their feet, a great army. Then he said to me, son of man, these bones represent the people of Israel. They are saying, we have become old, dry bones. All hope is gone. Our nation is finished. Therefore, prophesy to them and say, this is what the sovereign Lord says. O my people, I will open your graves of exile and cause you to rise again. Then I will bring you back to the land of Israel. When this happens, O my people, you will know that I am the Lord. I will put my spirit in you, and you will live again and return home to your own land. Then you will know that I, the Lord, have spoken, and I have done what I said. Yes, the Lord has spoken. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
It is so good to gather here this morning to know that so many of you were in Sunday school. Thanks be to God for the community of faith. Let us pray together. Come, Holy Spirit, be the breeze that refreshes us, the wind that blows the chaff of our lives away from the grain, the fire that ignites our souls with passion, and the dove that provides us with peace. We are grateful to be able to worship together once again. We don't really mind the masks, they're a mere inconvenience. To the power of the fellowship and community that you have provided through this family of faith that we call Asbury. We pray for our church, for passion and boldness, for patience and wisdom, for guidance and energy. Push us out of the nest of our comfort, so that we might truly be in ministry in your name in this community and beyond. We are mindful today, O God, through the compassion of your Spirit, of those who are troubled in mind and body. We pray for our brothers and sisters who grieve, and ask that you would comfort them. We pray for those who are ill, that you would pour out your healing upon them. We pray for those who are lost, that like a homing pigeon, they would be able to find their way home in you. Hear our special prayers for Clifford Smith and Jesslyn Sinkhorn, for June Glazier, Fred Williams, Barbara Clark, Craig Cogbill, Betty Hill, and June Counts. Draw them into your arms of love. As surely as we reach out to them with words and signs of our love. Oh God, we pray for our world. We pray for conflict across the globe. We pray for the leaders of our nation, to rise above the noise of division. We pray for leaders in the church who can follow you with a selfless love. Make us one in your spirit, O God, as surely as there is one Lord, one faith, one baptism. For we ask it all in Jesus' name, praying as he taught us to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Our second scripture reading this morning comes from Paul's letter to the Roman church, and I invite you now to hear these words. For we know that all creation has been groaning in the pains of childbirth right up to the present time, and we believers also groan, even though we have the Holy Spirit within us as a foretaste of future glory. For we long for our bodies to be released from sin and suffering. We too wait with eager hope for the day when God will give us our full rights as his adopted children, including the new bodies he has promised us. We are given this hope when we are saved. If we already have something, we don't need to hope. But if we look forward to something we don't yet have, we must wait patiently and confidently. And the Holy Spirit helps us in our weakness. For example, we don't know what God wants us to pray for, but the Holy Spirit prays for us with groanings that cannot be expressed in words. And the Father, who knows all hearts, knows what the Spirit is saying, for the Spirit pleads for us believers in harmony with God's own word. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Sorrows here.
What a blessing good music is, how it refreshes our souls and opens our eyes and our hearts to the power of Christ among us. We want to welcome our substitute pianist this morning. Diana Brandon took a weekend off, and we're so glad that you're here. Welcome to Asbury, and we hope you receive a warm welcome. And thank you to our choir, or remnant of choir, or no, what it is a bud of a choir, a foretaste of things to come. Let us pray. O Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be pleasing and acceptable to you, for you are our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Well, as Nicole so ably said this morning, it's Pentecost, and today we celebrate the Holy Spirit, that breath of God who comes as the rush of a mighty wind and a sigh too deep for words. The Holy Spirit, whose presence is the very life we live, breath, respiration, the intake of air at birth and the exhale of our final breaths. And we remember that today we gather together as the church because of the Holy Spirit, who birthed the church in wind and fire and a moment of miraculous understanding. When everyone could understand, and for that moment, the whole world was on the same page, at the same time, in the same place. Happy birthday, church. Now, it may seem a little odd that I did not choose to preach on the Acts passage today. Instead, I was led and captured by Ezekiel's vision of the valley of dry bones. Remember that Ezekiel did not choose to be in that valley. He was carried there, transported, he says, by the hand of God, and forced to look out over the wreckage of human failure. A valley of dry bones. Bones of victims of war and famine. Bones, dry bones that had been picked over and examined and analyzed, but they were still dead. Bones. Dry bones without life or hope or future. They represented the dryness of defeat and the isolation of exile. And God pushed Ezekiel, forced him really, to walk among that brokenness with God and grieve as God grieves for the sin of his children. The last year has been for many of us a walk through a valley. If not the valley of dry bones, then at least at times the valley of the shadow of death. The pandemic frightened and isolated us. We've watched with horror the protests that have turned violent in our city streets. As Americans, we have had to face into the shadows of insurrection and wonder if our democracy can hold. As United Methodists, we are in polity purgatory, if not polity hell. The book of discipline, which once held us together and kept us going in the same direction, is now paralyzing us. We're too Methodist to stay together, and we're too Methodist to figure out a way to break apart. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, pundits pick at the bones of our fear and confusion and despair. They offer hours of analysis, but no answers. They tell us that we are suffering from return anxiety and decision-making fatigue. I don't know about that, but I know we're tired. I know that many are overwhelmed. I know that that plays itself out in anger and impatience and blame. We're stressed. And to us, God says, O child of God, can these bones live? That's the question for us prophets, who have been forced by God to see what we would rather not see. Sometimes the gospel comes to us that way, as hard, judgmental truth, which knocks us to our knees, or turns us around and forces us into a new direction. Can these bones live? Will we reconnect as a family of faith to one another and the community that God has called us to serve? Are we willing to love beyond the divisions of politics and see in one another the face of our common Lord and calling? Can we be people who cultivate the heart of God in our midst so that we are compassionate, willing to weep with God at the wreckage of human sin, and at the same time believe God has called us and empowered us to reclaim and redeem what we see? Can these bones live? That's the question that comes to us this morning, along with God's command to prophesy, you and me to speak to those bones, to stand before fear and tell it to be gone, to stand secure when things fall apart, to bring peace where there is conflict, and to forever proclaim life and love, dignity and purpose, hope and joy to these dry bones. In other words, we are called to have faith enough in God to call down the Holy Spirit and pray with belief, pray with trust, pray with power that the Spirit of God will bring new life even to dry bones. 10 times in these 14 verses, the Spirit of God is lifted up. It's the Holy Spirit that transports Ezekiel to the valley. The Spirit is summoned to bring life to the bones. The Spirit begins to move, and the wind rattles the bones, lifting them up off the ground. The Spirit wraps those bones in tendons and covers them with skin. The Spirit breathes back into them life. And the Spirit sends them forth as a mighty army of God's truth and restoration. Church, can these bones live? It's estimated that when all is said and done, only a third of the church will return in the post-pandemic period. Now, obviously, Asbury is ahead of the curve. And I have to tell you that I don't believe the pundits. I believe that we're hungry for community. I believe that now more than ever, the church holds the truth and the hope that the world needs. And I believe that church people, having been steeped in the isolation of the pandemic, in gratitude for being brought through it, and in the sure and certain knowledge that it is God who has done these good things, will begin to speak on God's behalf now more than ever. In fact, I believe that so much that I'm going to issue you a challenge this morning. Look around this sanctuary. Think back to those moments that you were in your Sunday school classes this morning. If you're a guest among us, think about others that you might want to invite to be part of a community of faith. And this week, contact 3 people. Call them, send them a text, write them a note, even FaceTime with them. Let them know that you miss them, that you'd love to see them back at Asbury, that you'd like to invite them into this new faith community where you've been welcomed, that you need them in Sunday school, that they are important to you, and even more, they're beloved by God. That's one way to speak a prophetic word, a simple word of care. Can these bones live? The clients of our food pantry look different now than they did 15 months ago. Many of them drive through in late model minivans or SUVs with car seats in the back, often filled with small children. The drivers are apologetic. Usually moms who say something like, "I've never had to go to a food pantry before." But these moms are part of those statistics of women who quit work when kids were sent home from school, when daycares shut down, or when they became concerned enough about their child's health or family members' health that they quit their jobs. Because it all became too much to manage. But then so is that loss of income. We know these people. I'll bet some of them are literally your neighbors, next door or across the street. Neighbors who lie awake at night worried about the future, ashamed that they are not making it anymore. Some of them are hungry, literally hungry. Prophesy to these dry bones, God says to the church. Bags of groceries are a start, but what else can we do so they can rise and dance and reconnect to the life that they prepared and planned and had lived up until this time? Can these bones live? Asbury, we know they can. We entered into this new year with no debt and a surplus of cash. Let me say that again. We entered into 2021 with no debt and a surplus of cash. Why would we be sitting here scared about the future, worried about whether or not we can do something that impacts our community? God has been gracious. God has provided. We are gathered here, and God is sending us out. We are blessed with Nicole, a new minister to children and families, who is creating, even as she just gets started, a new kind of children's ministry that will be a new chapter in our history of great programs and making disciples of the youngest among us. We're about to receive a new, dynamic, energetic, and deeply committed pastor of the gospel. Dr. Hemet Evans is already in contact with many of our church leaders. He may have even written you a note in the past few weeks, or you may have received an email message or phone call from him. You see, he's ready to get started, to hit the ground running from the moment he can, by discipline, put his toe across the threshold. But let me tell you, I've already welcomed him to come and feel free to do whatever he needs to be doing. Our youth are headed into a summer of mission. A couple of weeks they'll be at Ozark Mission Project, and then later in the summer they'll travel to Appalachia to serve some of the poorest of the poor in our country. And you have helped to make that possible. Last Sunday, this sanctuary was full to a nervous kind of overflowing. But 11 people joined this fellowship, confessing Jesus as their Savior and saying that they wanted to serve Christ through this congregation of the United Methodist Church. We have returned, but let's be careful. Let's not hope to go back to normal. Normal was when we worried every Sunday about the numbers in worship. Normal was when we only had a handful of youth and wondered where all of those teenagers had gone. Normal was when we were watching young families walk out the back door. Normal was those years when we had more deaths than we had conversions. No, we don't want to get back to normal. What we want to do is call down the power of the Holy Spirit to live into this new opportunity of the post-pandemic world. To see that our reach is beyond this hill, into Napa Valley, and Pleasant Valley, and Highland Valley. Do you hear? Do you hear, my friends? God is pushing us out wherever there are dry bones. We are called to prophesy, to speak to these bones, to call down the Spirit, to praise God as new life is placed upon them. And as they go forth with us, a mighty army in God's kingdom of reconciliation, redemption, and justice. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Now I invite you to stand with me as we together affirm our faith using the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. On the third day he arose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Please remain standing as we sing our final hymn this morning, Spirit Song, found on page 347 of your hymnal. One quick announcement as we depart this morning. 1 week from today is our next Stone Soup mission. So that's May 30th at 1:30 down at Quapaw Quarter. It is not our normal Stone Soup time, but there was a need. And so Asbury said, yes, I will. And so it'll be a joy and a blessing to serve with all of you that are able to make it next week. Receive now this benediction. Serve your God with patience and with passion. Be deliberate in living out your faith. Be steadfast in celebrating the Spirit that works within you. May peace be your way in the world. God loves you. Go in peace. Amen.